it happens for olfactory stimuli. Other changes are apparent after the end of the stimuli.
While he'd done the puzzle before, celebrate every little piece. Then the flat bottom of the boat brushed against a sandbar, jolting it, and Nate fell hard against the hammock.
He eased into the chair, his crisp robe settling around him, and smiled. "Good morning," he said into the microphone. Everyone smiled back. To his great satisfaction, the room was filled to capacity.
In Indonesia and steel in China. My company owns companies that produce electricity and make computers and build dams and print paperbacks and broadcast signals to my satellite. I have subsidiaries with divisions in more countries than anyone can find.
A quick deputy count revealed 8 armed and ready. He studied the Phelans. There were no gaps left.
It flipped him onto the deck, where his head cracked on a wooden plank. He scrambled to his feet, and clutching the railing with one hand, while rubbing his skull with the other. No blood, just a small knot, just another little wound to the flesh. But the blows,
for example, shifts in threshold may occur. In general, such effects are much less marked in the auditory system than they are in the other sensory systems, although large threshold shifts are often observed after exposure to steam.
Some of the lawyers were practically touching one another. "Are all the parties present?" he asked. Heads shook from around the tables. "I need to identify everyone," he said, reaching for papers. The first petition was filed by Rex Phelan. Before the words settled, Hark Gettys was on his feet, clearing his throat.
"I once owned all the appropriate toys, the yachts and jets and blondes, the homes in Europe, farms in Argentina, an island in the Pacific, thoroughbreds, even a hockey team. But I've grown too old for toys. The money is the root of my misery."
"Your Honor, I'm Hark Gettys," he boomed towards the bench, "and I represent Mr. Rex Phelan. Thank you, you may keep your seat." He went around the table.